welcome into this pregame podcast previewing Xavier's first round game of the NCAA tournament against Ole Miss. Ole Miss beat BYU 94-90 last night. We were recording this on Wednesday afternoon just before 3 p.m. I'm Rick. I've got Snow with me. Snow, initial thoughts of this game last night was that it was a complete defensive cluster. You can fill in the rest.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I got angry watching the game. Like, it was entertaining, but I was angry. Like, in the first half, you got Ole Miss going under screens on 45% three-point shooters who can't dribble. What are we doing? And then in the second half, BYU's defense was literally run into a ball screen, have the big stare at the guard drive right past him, and then it's either a dunk or a layup. Like, what the heck was that?
There was an impressive disregard for anyone willing to play defense last night. Like, there, no one cared at all about what was happening on that end of the court. They were just waiting to inbound the ball and get back down to the other end. This game was played at a pretty ridiculous pace, 84 possessions. Each team scored over 1.12 points per possession. I think it's tough to really exactly look at that game and judge what's going to happen in the Xavier game, but I think it's safe to say that this game is going to be played at a pace that Xavier likes.
Yeah, I mean, Xavier's going to be the team slowing it down for sure. I mean, mostly because they're actually going to, like, pass the ball and say, like, hey, let's work for the open shot. But I think what's clear is Xavier's going to throw the ball down low quite early, quite often, and go from there.
Well, and let's start with that, because I think regardless of which team they played here, that was going to be their advantage, was their post play. Obviously, Stainbrook, Reynolds, been tough to guard for a lot of teams. The difference between BYU is they were definitely going to do it schematically and double or do something, I would imagine, on that end, because they had no shot of matching up. After watching Ole Miss, I'm thinking that they're probably, I mean, they played a decent amount of zone in the first half against BYU, shoots the heck out of the ball, so I would imagine they'd show some of that against Xavier as well. But I don't think they're really going to double too hard on Xavier's bigs, judging from what I saw last night.
Yeah, and I don't think they really doubled LSU's bigs all that much, and I just don't think that's kind of what they do. So I think it's going to be a lot of man up stuff.
Which in that case, I mean, I think that puts a lot of this game on how does Jalen Reynolds play and how does Matt Stainbrook play? Because one on one, you would think that would play into Xavier's favor and they could have huge nights. But at the same time, we've certainly seen those guys have some games where they don't exactly show up on that end or can't finish for whatever reason. And Ole Miss is a team with some length and they have some depth, at least at the post positions. They're not huge, but they have, you know, multiple guys who are 6'9", 225 plus. So I think that's going to be kind of where you start with this matchup, is what kind of game does Xavier get out of Jalen Reynolds and Matt Stainbrook to begin with?
Yeah, that's going to be huge. Also, but Ole Miss will give you some open threes now. So can Trayvon Blewett, can JP McCura, can Miles Davis, can they hit some open threes? If they do, then, because Xavier's going to get open shots, whether it's in the post, from three, off of drives, against Ole Miss's quote-unquote defense, you're going to get open shots, but you got to be able to make them. So that'll be interesting. I mean, that to me, making open shots is simple, but keeping Ole Miss off the offensive glass, if Xavier can defensive rebound, to me, they win this game. But we've seen at times, even though their overall numbers are very good, we've seen at times where they can really struggle to pull in some key defensive boards. And Ole Miss, their first shot percentage isn't tremendous, but they do have a pretty good overall efficiency on offense, and they get a lot of their Ole Misses back.
Well, and it's kind of interesting what they do offensively, because it's really basically it is just Summers and Moody are either Summers is attacking initially off of a high ball screen to either side, or they're throwing it to a wing where Moody's attacking off a side ball screen, and then they're just going from there. And really, they don't even look to do a pick and roll like Xavier's seen, or a throwback like Xavier's seen. It is literally just that guard looking to make a play, and then a lot of times their best offense is miss a layup after the defense has collapsed on them and someone follows it up from behind behind and tips it back in or gets the stick back, like you've mentioned. So I think not only is it going to be key that Xavier keeps them off the glass, but they're going to have to keep the ball in front of them on defense too, because if they have to collapse and help on Moody or on Summers too much, that's what's going to leave all those backside offensive rebounds open.
Yeah, I mean, that Xavier defensively is going to have an interesting challenge. I think they'll start off with Remy Abel on Moody.
I would too.
And D on Summers. That's what. Then either Miles or Trayvon will be guarding Snoop. So Remy's task is going to be provide some length and size to Moody and just make him make difficult shots. And then D's been actually excellent in terms of stopping dribble penetration. And since Summers isn't a great shooter, now he's capable, but if he's hitting pull-ups on D, you'll just eat that. You don't really care.
Yeah, and it's kind of Summers is an interesting player for them because when you watch him, like last night he was 5 for 21 in that game against BYU, which obviously not good. he was 0 for 3 from 3. He only shoots like 34% from the field on the year. But it's almost like because he's so willing to take those shots and he is, like you mentioned, he's not a good shooter percentage-wise, but he's capable of making an open three or making a shot off the dribble, that he draws so much attention from the defense with his ability and his willingness to take his own shots, that's what helps open up passing lanes for him to create for their other bigs who really aren't like offensive minded players, aren't going to create their own shot, but they're good enough to dunk around the rim or get a stick back or finish when they already have good position. So he takes a ton of shots, but he also has a really high assist rate, which makes him kind of an interesting player. You kind of basically want him taking a lot of mid-range jumpers and hope that you can keep, like you mentioned, keep Moody from doing a lot of creating, because he hits a ton of tough shots. Summers doesn't really hit them, he just shoots them.
Yeah. Difference between a taker and a maker.
Yeah, no question. So I think that's going to be really interesting. We talked about how terrible their defense is. The one thing I think that's going to be important for Xavier, though, against this defense is taking care of the ball. There's been some issues with that at times this year. BYU turned it over 15 times, which wasn't, I guess, a ton. But it's more about when you turn it over against this Ole Miss team, because they like to sort of pick their spots with when they'll go to the 1-3-1 where they really trap aggressively in the half court, or they even just go, they'll go man to man and then randomly run and jump inside the half court, which is kind of a rare tactic you don't see a whole lot at this level of basketball, but they do a pretty good job of picking their spots on it. So I think that's one of those things. It's like, really, Xavier hasn't seen that from maybe a little bit from St. John's, maybe a little from Seton Hall with some of the switching defense they do when they pressure the ball a little more, but I don't think Xavier's seen a whole lot of what Ole Miss is going to do defensively when it comes to trapping and pressuring the ball. So I do think they have to be ready to take care of that. That being said, if they do, it should lead to all types of open looks for X, because Ole Miss doesn't really, they're very much in gamble mode when they do these things. They're not really a team that rotates well on the backside at all.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, they're not a good defensive team for a reason. Now, they can create turnovers, and they're great at points off of turnovers. But if Xavier runs their offense, they're going to get open looks. Now, making them is a whole different story, but they're going to get them.
Yeah, you saw the couple. Xavier likes to do that play where Deal lobbed the ball into the high post and the run off Matt's hip and get a handoff on the other side, or a little drop down lob pass. We saw BYU run things very similar to that and got wide open dunks and layups out of it in this game, which, considering BYU getting open dunks against Ole Miss, that's you'd have to be pretty open to get it off. And then also underneath out of bounds plays. I was watching the game thinking Chris Mack had to be salivating thinking about that, because Ole Miss was just, it wasn't that they were atrocious. It was that they didn't even care. They didn't even hardly set up or move for out of bounds plays, which they just took it for granted that they were just I think the SEC, everyone just inbounds the ball when the ball's out underneath. They just agree. It's a gentleman's agreement. No one's going to run a set play to score. We're just going to lob it inbounds and take it into the backcourt and restart our offense, because they did not set up once to actually remotely try to defend BYU when the ball was out underneath. And obviously, that's something Xavier's been really, really good at this year. So,
yeah,
I would think Chris Mack was salivating over that.
Sure, they've got some plays that they can run for the underneath out of bounds situation.
Yeah, they've got a couple of those. Snow, just kind of final thoughts on what this Ole Miss team, what did you think of? Everyone makes so much about the turnaround, the travel, and then obviously this was kind of a fast-paced game. It was close. It wasn't like they were resting guys. Also, they're sort of deeper and they play a decent amount of guys, so I don't know that anyone was super fatigued by this game or anything like that. What's your overall thoughts on how much of an advantage Xavier has, these guys already having to play a game versus they didn't know exactly who they needed to prepare for, and Ole Miss has a game to sort of get going while Xavier is just going to be starting off in the tournament. Is there any advantage or disadvantages that you see there?
I mean, certainly it's a little bit of an advantage. I mean, you know, you got to figure their legs are a little bit tired after that game. And against Xavier, a team that's going to force you to make jump shots, I mean, certainly that's going to be a bit of an advantage. But these kids are young. They're in shape. They're not me and you. I think, the advantage is negligible.
Are you saying that your stamina and your conditioning wasn't exactly equipped to handle New York City last week? Is that what I'm hearing, Snow?
My liver wasn't.
There's no question about that. That was an unbelievably soft performance by you, by the way.
Dude, I wasn't sober for 80 consecutive hours. On no planet can that be considered soft.
I hope Scout HR is listening to this podcast. All right, final thoughts on the Xavier Ole Miss matchup, Snow. What would be your prediction for this game? Where is this score going to be, and who do you got?
I would say Xavier 72, Ole Miss 64.
Wow, you have faith that Xavier's really going to run a lot of offense then and really slow this thing down after watching last night's game. I think it'll be a little more high scoring than that. I think Xavier's going to be pushing 80 in this one. I'm thinking somewhere around like 78-74, 78-72. I think this is a matchup that kind of bodes well for Xavier. Like, they're going to give up points. They're not going to be able to stop Ole Miss's athleticism throughout the whole game. But I think it's offensively, it's kind of ideal for them. Ole Miss was terrible in transition defense, which is something Xavier's really scored well with this year by advanced passing. I just think when Xavier needs buckets in this game, when it's time, you know, when Ole Miss starts to go on a run, or when Xavier really needs to make a run themselves, they're going to be able to do it against this Ole Miss defense. And that's the reason I would have a lot of confidence in Xavier winning this game.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is I think we'll see Xavier go to a little bit of the zone, especially since it looks like JP's going to play. You know, you do have a couple shooters at times with Snoop and with Moody. But even then, you can match up to those guys, and they're not great. They're more, you know, Moody's more of a volume guy. Snoop's a high percentage guy. So you match up to him. But I think we'll see a little bit of zone, which will slow the game down some, and really just limiting their bigs from getting garbage buckets. But so I think Xavier will slow it down a little bit, keep the score a little bit lower. But I think it'll be a game where they're kind of in control. I see Ole Miss is kind of a poor man's version of St. John's.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. But the difference between the two is that they don't have like a Sir Dom Pointer.
They don't have Dom Pointer, and they don't have Obekpa just changing everything at the rim.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Rhett and Colby and those guys are athletic, but they're not Dom Pointer. They're not Obekpa.
Right. They just don't have that special skill set where Obekpa can really change the game on the defensive end. These guys aren't really great shot blockers. They'll block a few. They'll change a few shots, but they're not skilled shot blockers. And then defensively and what Pointer can do in transition on offense, they don't have guys that do those things either.
Exactly. And so I see him as a poor man, St. John's. And even though St. John's beat Xavier twice, obviously, both were close games, could have gone either way. And you start bringing that down a level. I just think this is a pretty good, not a great matchup, but a good matchup for Xavier. And certainly Ole Miss isn't the most complex team. And it kind of feeds into, in theory, how Xavier wants to guard, which is to stop isolation with help within the pack line defense. So overall, I think it's a good matchup for Xavier. And I think they're going to find a way to come out on top in this one.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there with what Xavier has to do defensively and why the pack line will kind of work in this game. Because while they still basically are running a ball screen motion offense, offense. It's never really designed to get to, like I said, a throwback or a pick and roll situation. It's only designed to get their ball handler started in isolation. And Xavier does a really good job helping against isolation and working together with team defense. So, as you mentioned, if they match up with Ladarius Snoop White, who's a 6'6 wing player off the bench, you can kind of spot up and shoot. They should be in good shape. I agree. I think we'll see a lot of the 1-3-1. I thought Chris Mack made kind of an interesting comparison, saying Ole Miss is similar to Cincinnati in personnel and physicality and athleticism. The difference is, of course, they just don't defend nearly as well as Cincinnati, aren't nearly as disciplined, and don't play at that near the same pace. So,
yeah, I think they look like Cincinnati, but they don't necessarily play like Cincinnati.
Right. Right. Yep. I would agree with that. All right. Well, I think that does it here for us. Xavier will tip off around 4:10 tomorrow afternoon, Thursday, against this Ole Miss team. Again, both of our predictions has Xavier winning. For Brian Snow, I'm Rick. Thanks for listening, everyone.